Welcome to the Perspectives on Healthcare podcast, where members of the medical community from different roles, venues, and locations share their unique perspectives on quality healthcare, its future, and how to improve it. Now, from the Your Keynote Speaker studio in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, here is your host, Rob Oliver.
Welcome to another episode of Perspectives on Healthcare. We are continuing the Patients Interview Marathon. If you don't know what that is, go check out the site, perspectivesonhealthcare.com. You will find all kinds of information on there about the Patient Interview Marathon. In the meantime, you should know this is number 26 in the series. I am interviewing Jim Teague, who is right here from just outside of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. You may recognize his last name. As I allude to in the interview, his wife, Michelle, was interviewed just a couple episodes ago. So here you go. Enjoy. This is my interview with Jim Teague. Welcome to the podcast. What's your name, sir?
My name, Rob, is Jim Teague.
Sounds vaguely familiar, as we've had a guest of similar last name not too long ago. Jim, where are you from?
Originally or now?
Let's go both.
Okay. Originally, I am from the South. I was born just outside of Charlotte, went to college at Clemson University in South Carolina, but I grew up a military brat, so I've traveled halfway around the world and back. Spent 2.5 years in Greece, 6 years in Germany, graduated high school in West Germany at the time, so I'm dating myself here. But now I live in Mount Pleasant, Pennsylvania.
Okay. So I think, only because I'm sensitive to it, because I've got family in the area, I think that you may have moved around a little bit, but there's some bit of a North Carolina accent that you still carry with you a little bit, maybe. And that's just a comment in passing. I will leave it alone and I will move on to the next to say,
no big deal either way.
I'll tell you this, and that is, it makes me, it's a good accent for me. It makes me feel, connected to home and connected to my roots. So that's a good thing.
Nice.
Yep. Can you tell me about yourself and your background in healthcare, please?
Okay. With healthcare, as far as my background as being a patient, I may be one of the least interesting people you'll have on all day. I have had so few major encounters with the healthcare system as a patient that there's not a tremendous amount to talk about. As a provider, I did work as an emergency medical technician on campus, running with the ambulance service out of the fire department at Clemson University while I was going to college. Hmm. And that's part of how I paid to go to college. But okay. As a patient, as I said, I've had very few things. We could talk about, you know, whatever.
Sure.
You want to talk about.
So are you one of those people that you only go to only see a provider when you need it? Or are you a proactive, making sure that you get in wellness exams and so on?
Oh, no, I'm very proactive. And I think that's one of the reasons why I've had so few major encounters with the medical system. I just had my checkup last week and everything came up roses, except for obviously always the battle of the bulge, trying to lose the weight.
Sure.
But all of my numbers came in fantastic and the doctor was very happy and I'm very happy. And when I do have issues, I head them off as quickly as possible. If I realize something's happening, I'll go get it taken care of early as opposed to waiting and letting it become something bigger.
Okay. So where did your mindset come from to say, I'm healthy and I want to be proactive in that? And instead of saying I'm healthy and I don't want to see a doctor unless I absolutely have to, where's the difference there for you?
You know, I'm not really sure where that comes from. I think it was just a determination on my own that, you know, when I have ready access to the healthcare system and I have an issue, you know, it just, to me, it's always been a better idea. And I think part of it, I will say this, I did have one issue that I didn't mean to let it get to the size that it did to being as big of an issue as it was. And it was, I had a cyst and I had that cyst removed twice. But because of the procedure that was done, it came back both times. And from time to time, it would get infected. And finally, it got to the point where I went in to see the doctor and said, you know, we have got to take care of this thing. And it had gotten to the point where it was big enough to where the doctor and the insurance provider agreed that, yes, I needed to actually go in and have full-blown, you know, under the anesthesia surgery to get rid of it. And that wasn't really a lesson to as far as staying proactive, but I think if the people in the healthcare system would have, you know, been a little more proactive working with me, it never would have come to that point. I think that's a big reason. And plus there's also watching family members who wouldn't go to the doctor and wouldn't have things taken care of until they became a major issue. And sometimes if you're not careful, that can become deadly.
Right. So you've had limited medical experience. And I'm just wondering, along that journey, have you met any healthcare heroes?
Oh, yes. Yes, I have. I have my healthcare heroes written down right here. So the first two that I would like to recognize are my general practitioners, my regular doctors, Jonathan Wilson and Hannah O'Coin. And I just got to see Dr. Wilson last week for my physical, and they always treat me well, and they will listen to my concerns, and I've got a great relationship with both of them. I don't know if we're allowed to mention dentists, but
absolutely,
if we are.
Yeah.
Okay. My dentist for 18 years now is Carl Hutcherson at Mountain View Dental Clinic. He has treated my entire family for these 18 years, and my wife and I. He's still our dentist. Our daughter has moved on to her own plan, and she's had to go with somebody else. But he treated us well. He's treated us well over the years. He actually did the braces for both of our children. And we love him. We couldn't imagine being with anybody else. And then for the only two real ongoing issues that I have, and one of them is not an ongoing issue, but it was a major issue, is my right shoulder. Just over a year ago, I had a rotator cuff surgery there. And it ended up being a bigger issue than what we thought initially once he got in there to do the surgery. And so I'm right on the very tail end of my recovery on that. And, for that one, that was done by Ralph Passarelli at, EH Orthopedics. They're based in Greensburg, and he did a fantastic job. I actually, this past week, Michelle and I have been participating in the senior games here in, Westmoreland County. And I've had an opportunity to really put the shoulder to the test with pitching horseshoes and playing pickleball. It has come through with flying colors, so I am feeling very, very good about it at this point. And then I do have an ongoing issue with my knees. I have arthritic knees, and so those do have to be treated. And eventually I will end up getting knee replacements, at least for the right knee. But my knee doctor is Greg Bisignani, and he's also with EH Orthopedics in Greensburg. But I generally see him down in Connellsville. He's got an office there. So those are my healthcare heroes.
Excellent. Okay. For a guy that says, yeah, I'm very relatively healthy, you've got a rather extensive list to say, well, I go to this guy for this, I go to this woman for this. You may compare yourself to others and say, I don't have that much, but it sounds like you've got enough to keep you busy and make sure that you are attentive to what's going on in your body.
Well, it's mainly the knees at this point. Those are the only real ongoing issue, besides some minor dental stuff. But so it's really the knees, and that's just one of those things. I used to run a lot when I was much younger, and then, of course, I was in the military for 6 years, so I had to run there. And that's one of those things that I think it catches up with most people. And I've got, full blown arthritis in both knees. So,
yeah. So, okay. Tell me, what does quality healthcare mean to you?
Quality healthcare, I think, is one, having access to it. That's a problem for a lot of people. And then having physicians who are attentive to your needs and a healthcare system, an insurance system that will help you take care of those issues. And so I feel like I've been very fortunate with that. My insurance carrier is UPMC, and they have been nothing but wonderful as far as I'm concerned. And anytime that I have needed treatment, it's been available. I've been able to find the people that can provide it. And they are caring, they are compassionate, and they have done a great job. And that's part of the reason why, I feel like I'm as healthy as I am as compared to a lot of other folks. I do not have very many issues. I feel fortunate that, that being healthy runs in my family, but it also is one of those things that you've got to know how to take care of yourself and then seek out the people that you need to see when you have an issue and take care of it as quickly as possible.
Yeah. It makes a whole lot of sense. It's a simple and yet practical approach to it. Right. So good. So what do you wish your medical providers understood about you?
Wow. I don't think there's anything that I could think of that they don't seem to understand about me. Like I said, I've got a very good relationship with Doctors Wilson and Acoin, and we have talked at length about my medical history. And I feel like they've got, a very good grasp of where I am physically. I think they also understand, what it is that I'm trying to accomplish, particularly with trying to stay healthy and to be proactive. So, one of the hobbies that I took up before the pandemic was obstacle course racing. And through the process of training for that, I dropped almost 40 pounds and I got into pretty good shape to the point where the physical that I went to towards the end of 2019, the physical I had then, my numbers were so good and my conditioning was so good that Dr. Wilson said something to me. I've never heard from a doctor, because prior to that, I'd had high blood pressure issues and everything. And I wasn't on any medication. Everything was perfect. And he said, "You have done something that people rarely do. You healed yourself." Mm-hmm. Through the process of getting in shape and exercising. Now, unfortunately, with the pandemic, everything went backwards, and I'm trying to get back on track with that. But, my doctors actively encourage me. Even Dr. Bisignani with the knees, he still encourages me to go out there and to work out. He says, just, you know what your limits are. Listen to your body. Stop when you need to. And then come see us when you need to. And so, they understand what I'm trying to accomplish and what my desires are, because, I'm getting to that age where, yes, medical things really become a consideration and a concern. But I expect to be healthy well into my 80s and possibly even 90s. And that's just from being proactive, taking care of myself and working with my physicians instead of what I see some people doing, where it feels like they're working against them sometimes.
Okay. So you're doing obstacle courses, you're participating in the senior games. Have you been active your whole life, or is this kind of a development later in life?
No, I've been active my whole life. That's always been the case. Now it's just a matter of seeking out other venues, different things to do. Because some of the things, I'm not going to go out and, do, 10K races anymore. My knees can't handle that. So some of the things that I did when I was much younger, I can't do. But like with obstacle course racing, now again, I haven't done an obstacle course race since 2019, since before the pandemic. And I don't know when I will get to another one. It will probably be later this year or waiting into next season, just to make sure that everything is healed up the way I want it to be. But No, it's something that I've always been. I always played sports when I was younger. And then when I got into college, you know, I played softball with the fire department team. I ran 6 miles a day. And then, like I said, after I got out of college, I went into the Army National Guard. And I had to be active there because you have to pass the PT test. And so outside of a period of time, probably after I got out of the National Guard, where I found I just wasn't making the time to work out, outside of that stretch, which I finally snapped out of. And I think part of that was, you know, after you've been forced to exercise, and we see this with military people, after they've been forced to exercise for so many years, all of a sudden when it's not a requirement, because they're not going to be taking a test with anybody, they'll stop for a period of time. I think we all do that. And I gained some weight and then eventually realized, well, this isn't going to work. I got to get back to it. So yeah, it's something that I've tried to do my entire life.
Yeah. And more power to you, because it takes determination. It takes a conscious decision for that.
It does.
It doesn't happen by accident. So
no, it doesn't. You have to be intentional about it.
Yeah. But I mean, there's the old joke about the guy who says, you know, I woke up this morning and I was laying in my bed and I felt like going for a run. And then I felt like going for a swim. And then I felt like doing jumping jacks for a while. And I felt like going and lifting weights. And his buddy says, so what did you do? He says, well, I just laid there until the feeling went away. So excellent. All right. So what is one thing medical professionals can start doing today to improve the quality of healthcare?
That the medical professionals themselves can do?
Yes.
I think from my perspective, if they could be more proactive in encouraging their patients to seek out treatment when they need it, make sure that they're getting those regular checkups. You know, even people like me, I forget I was past due for my checkup, and I happened to be calling in for something else. And they mention, oh, we're showing on our records that, you know, it's been a year and a half since you had your checkup. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I didn't realize that much time had passed. I'm usually more diligent about it than that. And so I said, yeah, no, let's get one signed up. Let's do this. So if they were more proactive in, you know, making sure that they're reaching out to their patients and saying, hey, you know, you're due for this. You need to get in here and do it. You know, finding ways to encourage them to stay on track. Because again, I think the best thing to do as far as healthcare is concerned is it's the patient's responsibility. I compare it to, you know, I teach college, and when it comes to scheduling classes, I have some students, they always want to come to me and say, hey, what classes should I take? And my answer is always, I don't know. What do you want to take? You know, it's your education. You're responsible for that. Not me.
Sure.
Especially if, you know, I tell you, take these classes and then you take the class and you don't like it. Well, then you're going to blame me. That's not my responsibility. I say the same thing with medical patients, you know, with everybody. Your health is your responsibility. Your doctor is there to help you. And, you know, but again, if the doctor can help you by reminding you, yeah, it's time for this. It's time for this. You need to get in here and do this. I think that would be, you know, beneficial to so many folks. And I think doctors are getting better at that. I think the medical system is getting better about that.
Yeah. Excellent. Jim, listen, I appreciate you coming on. I appreciate you sharing. You got a couple minutes, 'cause my next guest actually is not here yet. So,
okay. Yeah, sure.
So what we're going to do is we'll wrap up this and then we're going to chat for a little while. Okay. So,
okay.
I will say, Jim, thank you for being on today. Thank you for sharing, and I appreciate and respect your perspective on healthcare.
Thanks for listening to Perspectives on Healthcare. Visit perspectivesonhealthcare.com to learn more about Rob Oliver or to subscribe so you never miss an episode. If this podcast was valuable, we'd appreciate a review on iTunes. Or if you tell a friend or coworker about the show, that would be helpful too. Join us again next time for more Perspectives on Healthcare.